Belly Dance Talk Radio with your host, Megan Mayada Hashem. Welcome to Belly Dance Talk Radio. I'm Megan Mayada Hashem, and I'm joined by my co-host, Christina.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. We haven't done a show for a while.
I know. It's been a while. This is our first show of 2014. Very exciting.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Yes. A little late, but that's okay.
I hope you're all working on your belly dance New Year's goals. Yeah. I know I am.
What are yours?
Well, one of them is to dance for an hour every day.
Oh,
on my own. Like, not planning classes, not, you know, working on my own technique, working on my own choreographies. I'm actually starting to work on a choreography for myself, which is like a whole new...
So
like,
last...
I make them for everyone else. Yeah. I don't make any for me.
When's the last time you've done one of those groups?
Never.
Yeah.
I don't know. Since, like, maybe when I first started.
Really?
Like, when I was 17 or so.
Wow.
Okay. I feel like I just, you know what I do? I make choreographies for my students, and then I use them. You know, because I know them already. I've done them in class.
Yeah,
I'm like,
oh. Yeah.
But then the problem is my students come and see me, and they're like, you totally did not do that, right?
Like,
I know. It's okay. I forgot it.
Half improv, half choreography.
I try.
Yeah.
But I'm making my own.
That's
it's
a great
exciting.
Resolution.
Yeah, and I'm going to perform it
at
the end of February, I think.
Yes. You are in for a treat.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have announced this because now the pressure's on.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways, let's not talk about goals anymore. So what else do we have? We have the belly dance star, I can't even say it. I'm in a frazzled week here with it, but Star Belly Dancer Canada competition coming up this week.
Big event.
Mm-hmm.
Big event.
Very exciting.
So you're in the, like... final countdown of days right now.
We are. What, there's like five more days or something until it?
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that. We're going to be talking later about that, so we won't
spoil
give that away
the
surprise.
Yet. Yes.
Hopefully we'll see you all there, all local dancers, people in Toronto. So what are we talking about today, Christina?
I like this topic.
Yeah. So what we were thinking, what should we talk about? Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, I'm going to look online and see what some hot topics are, right? And I found a few we'll be using for the next few shows. But the one that I found that we've decided to talk about this time was on bellydanceforums.net, which is a pretty awesome site, actually. I checked it out. I've never seen it before. Someone had written in on one of the discussion boards.
Okay.
And she had written something like, if it wasn't for all the glitz and glamour, would you still be doing this? And she enlarged on it and said, you know, if it weren't for getting all the attention and wearing sparkly things, would you still be belly dancing? Would you put all your time and money and everything into belly dancing? So I was really shocked at the answers, actually. A lot of people wrote that she was crazy and what a silly question. And I thought, I think that's a great question.
Yeah,
right?
Like, yeah. Very provocative.
I wonder that often. I mean, not exactly that, but like lots of people, I think, are in it. And I'm not saying I'm not one of them, but like I think a lot of people are in it for the glamour and the whatever, the fantasy idea of belly dance.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they're not still in it, sometimes just getting into it, that lures
what,
you in, right?
Exactly.
I think that's probably what lured me in. I'm not going to say I got into it for some deep reason, really. But I mean, what's kept me there is other stuff. So let's discuss this.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's a really good point. What gets you interested isn't necessarily what keeps you interested.
Right.
You know, it's like romantic partners. What
attracts
you to someone isn't necessarily the reason you stay with them.
True.
Long term.
Yes. So true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think that it's definitely, I think most people would probably, I don't know, who's really truly honest with themselves and says that isn't part of
a lot of these people on this forum.
But I mean, it really in so many settings, and I mean, there's different, you know, subsets of belly dance now, different styles, and all of that, and you know, glitz and glam, I guess, is not necessarily the same or looks the same in one style of belly dance as in another style of belly dance, and obviously cabaret belly dance is
more glitzy.
Yeah, the glitziest ever.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, if you think of tribal, like, I guess you could think of the same question as if it wasn't all, you know,
the trappings, the
funky looking and,
yeah,
you know,
the look of it, really.
Yeah, the look. Yeah.
The look.
And
I think that's a really legitimate question, because most people saw a performance somewhere where there were probably costumes and someone probably spent a lot of time preparing what they were going to wear and how they were going to look and, you know, the hair, makeup, what have you. And someone saw that and became interested. And I don't know, how do you really separate that? The image from the content when you're first
introduced. Yeah, that's a good question. See, that's the thing, unless you were introduced by just going and taking a class and you never saw any belly dance. I mean, I guess that's the only way, but most people have seen, especially this day and age when it's so popular, they've seen some very fantasy like belly dance image or video or performance, and then they go and take the class and they have those images in their head as they're doing it, right?
And I think the thing is, like, if people are kind of taking offense to that, I guess I would say, why is that offensive? Does that have to be offensive? That's part of what captivated you. Like, there's a reason why, you know, everybody tends to look at shiny things, like, you know, like it catches your attention. It draws the eye. There's something shiny over there.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing to be.
But I think some women, it's just like women who go overboard about other, you know, that's not why I do it. I do it
sounds
for the music.
Shallow, maybe?
And maybe. It's like saying, I'm not going out with him because he looks hot. You know, but why can't you? You can go out with someone who looks hot. There's other things to it, though. But, you know, maybe that attracted you at the start. Mm-hmm. That's what we were saying, right?
Yeah.
So, like, looks aren't everything, but, you know, looks are there also.
Exactly. So I don't think there's anything wrong with admitting that, and I don't think that there's anything offensive about asking the question. I think it's a really interesting question.
I think it is, too. I think we could delve even deeper into, I mean, you know, I don't know. Everyone I know would not be offended at this, so I don't know. I don't know these dancers that are... I think most people, let's hear from the listeners, eh?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So listeners, write into us, myatta@rogers.ca. Is it CA or com? CA? Listen at the end of the show and I'll have the actual, I think it's CA. I don't even know my email address at this point, see? but yeah, write into us or go on our Facebook page, Belly Dance Talk Radio, and let us know, like, is this, you know, if someone asked you this question, would you be like, that's crazy? Of course, I'm not in it for the glitz and glamour at all.
Yeah.
Or are you like, I think most people I know are like, I love glitter. Like, most belly dancers I know fully, outly, whatever, admit that they're into that.
Yeah.
I mean, not that that's the only thing. But,
exactly. Yeah.
Well, just like we were going to talk a bit about costumes and like all that stuff. Like, so belly dancers these days have, I think we've talked about this before. We're like the old, like, oh, back in our day. But it's true. Belly dancers these days, I was just talking about this in a class the other day. Like, I still have a costume I wore when I was 15.
Yeah.
I have an old costume. It was one of my favorites. I still wear it. It's all good. And it was used when I bought it. It's not even new. It was my teacher's. It was amazing. It was, you know, and I still love it. Still got that thing. And I only have a few costumes, even when I was dancing all the time. I only had, I don't know, four, something
tops.
Like that, maybe.
Yeah.
And that was a lot, like four would be a lot.
Yes.
Wow, I have four costumes. And they were, some of them were used, some of them were pieced together. They weren't like some. Mm-hmm. Now, these days, I see people who don't even perform every week. They perform maybe every now and then, or even if they're performing every week, they have like how many? Like so many.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just like, wow, that's crazy. Like, so I think, I don't know, like, there's a lot of costumes out there, and, like, I'm reading all these things from these other people on the forum, and they're saying, oh, I find hair and makeup annoying, I don't even like that part of belly dance, but I know, like, people have multiple hair pieces, and they have hundreds of dollars of, like, designer makeup, and, like, they get their nails done, all this stuff. I mean, it's a huge part of it for some people, so.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, living that fantasy belly dance life, I guess, you know.
And I think, you know, when you're performing, and depending on the venues and audiences you're performing for, there's different, like, standards, I guess, around what's expected, and mm-hmm. people may feel that, you know, their costumes have to be, they have to have enough of them that they're always showing up in different costumes, or that they have to look a certain way, or they should look a certain way for performance purposes. And I understand mm-hmm. that. And the reality is, like, a performance is performance. There's an entertainment quality. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, yes, it's an art form. Yes, you're an artiste. But, you know, this is, there is an entertainment quality and value to getting up and performing in front of an audience. And otherwise, you would, you know, are you dressing up like that to just dance around, you know, your house, or you know, practice like
that?
That's
what I do now.
You're not.
That's my life.
Are you putting on your hairpiece to do, you know, like really, how many, and I'm not saying there isn't anyone out there who doesn't do that, but really, how many people are really doing
that? Let's hear from you guys who do that.
Who puts on their hairpiece to dance? In
around
private,
their house
when practicing
and admire themselves. Yeah. That's nice. That's a nice idea. Maybe I'm going to start.
I think, you know, kind of this reminds me a little bit now of this train of thought back to your resolution around dancing for an hour every day. If there wasn't a, you know, having performances, you know, in practicing for performances, it gives people a goal, right? And something to work towards.
Right.
And like, you've got a date and you're, you know, of a performance and you're preparing a choreography in time for that date. And you know, that's the kind of thing that inspires people, motivates them, pushes them to do more and more. And that's all awesome. I kind of, when I read this question about if it wasn't for the glitz and glamour, would you still be, you know, as into belly dance? I kind of wonder about if there was no performance
shows
on the horizon, if
there
was no
too.
Audience to perform for, would you spend as much time, not you personally, but would a person, you know, like how this question was posed to just, you know, the out there you, would you spend as much time and effort, would it be as enticing if there wasn't the show kind of at the end of the rainbow?
For sure. That's a good question.
Where you put on the costume and the makeup and the hair piece.
Yeah, it's all part of that,
Would you still derive just as much satisfaction out of all your effort if there wasn't a show?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
For me personally?
Yeah.
Like, well...
What do you think?
I think now... Well,
because that's a good
that
question.
I,
like, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean...
it's hard.
I think there's... And again, I don't think this is anything to do with being, wouldn't want anyone to interpret that as it's either superficial, you're superficial or you're shallow
right.
if you do care about performing in front of an audience and you're a much deeper thinker and belly dance is more important to you if you don't. I don't think it's about good and bad or right and wrong or who's shallow and not shallow, because I think there's a certain quality to performing in front of an audience. That especially if, you know, there's live music and it's improvisation, there's a real feeling to that.
Yeah.
And the reality is you wouldn't get that just, you know, dancing to recorded music in your own privacy.
Which
in your
is
own home.
Another, I'm not going to offshoot too much, but this is one of the reasons I feel like it's such a valuable thing to go dance to live Arabic music.
Oh,
like it's
yeah.
not really part of this topic, but I'm always telling people, like, if you've, and okay, you can dance to live Arabic music and it's amazing. Even if you're not performing, you can go out and do that.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
that's amazing.
Yeah.
But I also think that experience, if you can, if I mean, not everyone can do it, that, you know, you have to be a very certain type. I mean, let's be real, you know, if you're dancing at Arabic restaurants, usually they don't, you know, it's, I'm not dancing at them anymore. We're not dancing at them anymore. You know, you have to be a certain market, whatever. So not everyone can do it. But if you can, I feel like it's this huge experience that
Absolutely.
You're missing out on if you're not doing that. Like, I feel like if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be as good a teacher. I wouldn't be as good a dancer. I wouldn't understand the culture. I wouldn't understand the music as much if I hadn't danced for years in clubs, you know. And I'm not saying you can't get it other ways. Of course, if you can't do that or you don't want to dance in clubs, you can go about doing this. It's just a little harder. You got to go out and dance to bands, you know, go to workshops that have bands playing, stuff like that.
But even still, I would disagree with you. I would say it's not the same.
It's not the same.
You can't do
it's
it.
Not quite the same.
You can't get the same result in a different way. You can
it's
do
not,
different things
yeah,
and try
same,
and come
but,
close.
Yeah.
But I
if
just
you
think
can, because, you know, so it's not possible for some people, right?
Sure.
So,
sure.
I'm trying to give them some options here, right?
Right, and there are options.
But it's not quite the same, no. But I look at people, I look at young, beautiful belly dancers mm-hmm. that I'm like, you should go and dance in clubs. And they're like, no, I just want to dance at like heflas and belly dance events. And I'm like, I feel like shaking them and saying, you're just do it for a year even. Just go do it. Like, you have this chance that so yeah. many people would like yeah. it's so important. And they seem to not think it's important to a lot of people. I think they want to dance, which is awesome. Dancing for belly dancers is good too, but it's just a whole other,
it's
like,
very
you don't
different.
Have the same understanding.
But how do you explain that to someone?
It's
how do you
hard.
Explain
people
to someone
snob.
What that
they
experience
not,
is going to
no,
offer them?
No,
like, I don't,
you can't,
I,
really.
You know, it's, this
just
is the radio,
if
so I
can.
Guess we have to explain it verbally, but I don't know how you do that. I don't know how to put into words.
You know
that.
When you've done like 3 shows in a night, all
yeah.
to Arabic bands, you're sweaty, you're like, you know, improvising, you're having a tough time, you're having a good time, whatever. It's
whatever
just
it is,
this amazing
yeah.
Feeling. But mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. get out there and do that if you can and you
if
want
you
to.
If you ever can.
Because anyways, that it. Has nothing to do with what we were talking about. But
no.
I just thought, where were we?
We were saying that it was,
sorry.
Let's bring it back here. Rewind. So we were saying, I was saying that if you, along the same lines, would you still do it if
right.
it wasn't for glitz and glamour?
For the
would
show.
You spend as much time and effort
right.
on belly dancing if there wasn't a performance at the end of it, that you weren't working
right.
towards performance? And, you know, would you tend to slack off?
Yeah.
Or would you still? Because I think that answer might... you know, might
yeah.
also indicate whether there is a real quality of the glitz and glamour that attracts you to it. Again, which isn't bad at,
no,
at all.
No,
not
it's
at
all good. But
yeah,
I think you see it as a teacher often, because you have showcases, and when the showcase is on the horizon, people are working really hard.
Yeah.
And they're coming to class, and they're excited, they want to do this show at the end, and then the showcase is over, and often the classes go very small.
Yeah.
And it's sad, but understandable, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And that's why I feel like showcases are awesome for that, just to, like, make people work hard,
sure.
get to a new goal. Same as competitions. That's why I'm putting on this competition.
And
I think it's a great goal.
Performing.
Exactly.
You know?
Which is also
which
great,
is
even if it's not to live music.
Yeah,
experience.
No matter what. Yeah.
Live performance.
Yeah.
But there are some students who, when they hear a showcase is coming, they say, oh, I'll just... because they're the type that are it's very interesting to me, because it's not my that's not who I am, but it's very interesting to me. They do take classes
mm-hmm.
and they love the dance and they love it for themselves and all this stuff, but they never want to perform. So it's very foreign to me, because I'm surrounded by a lot of people who do want to perform, and I
mm-hmm.
want to perform and all this. So when people say that, I try not to be a bully and be like, come on, because I see it's like, okay, that's their thing. They love the music, they love the dance, they want to come to classes, they don't want to perform,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
mm-hmm.
it's hard for me, but I try to understand it.
Yeah.
It's just a different thing. And but I think it's really awesome, because then they do get a different kind of deeper thing from belly dance. Maybe they're
yeah.
getting, I don't quite understand it, but they're getting...
There's obviously a really strong
something.
Internal motivation.
Right, right.
They
that's
don't
it.
Need
yeah.
an external...
Yeah, that's it. See, me, I'm all about external.
Yeah.
A lot of external. But having said that, when we were talking about the band and all that, that's very internal. That's very a certain feeling. I go to Arabic restaurants and I remember this. It's a very...
Mm-hmm.
That's internal, I
mm-hmm.
think.
Like, yeah,
it
yeah.
is very glitzy and glamorous, but then there's a lot with the music and improv
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
bands and the clubs I used to dance at, that it's very awesome, like, memory and, like,
absolutely.
Feeling in my body still from
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah.
And it helps your dance, I think. It changes the quality of your dance, I
yeah.
think. Like, through the years when I was out there dancing to live music, I feel like my dance totally transformed. And now I still have that with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that, even though I don't anymore. So what do you think? Like, if there is no... You're not doing shows now,
I'm not
right?
doing any shows. And I think for me, it doesn't matter... I think I have enough internal motivation that
mm-hmm.
I need dance in my life. And it doesn't have to be... it doesn't have to be this particular style of dance.
Right, right.
But I've realized that I need, you know, regular...
Dancing.
Dancing, yes. It's therapeutic.
Dance parties.
It's my
yeah.
hair session.
Me and Christina are going to have a dance party after this.
Yeah.
We're going to dance about, get our hair pieces on.
So I'll fully admit, although belly dance for a long time was a very big part of my life and belly and performing it. But there's lots of other, you know, movement styles that interest me and that I get a lot of joy out of as well. So I don't think that I am the person who's going to be focused on belly dancing, whether there's a show on the horizon or not. Quite frankly, no, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not that person. Like, and I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I do know that no matter what, I need some kind of dance because there is, I think I have enough internal motivation that I need something.
Yeah, I feel there. The same way yeah. about that. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay, you've heard what we think about this topic. Now we want to know what you have to say about it.
Yes, so post on our Facebook page, Belly Dance Talk Radio, or you can email me at Mayada, M-A-Y-A-D-A, at rogers.com. So I guess I'm saying bye to you, Christina, for now.
Goodbye.
And I'll be back after the break talking about Star Belly Dancer Canada.
It's about time Canada had a premier belly dance competition. We're very excited to announce the debut year of Star Belly Dancer Canada. Categories include cabaret solo, fusion solo, folklore solo, and group. Terrific downtown Toronto venue, esteemed judges, great prizes and opportunities, amazing show to perform in or watch. Coming to Toronto February 9th, 2014. Check out our website at www.starbellydancer.com.
And we're back. I'm Teresa, and I'm here with Mayada talking about the Star Belly Dancer Canada competition.
Yes, so exciting. It's just a week away now.
I know. We've been busy doing all sorts of preparations for the event, and we're really, really excited.
Yeah, super excited. So I can't wait to see all these competitors dancing on stage and all the talent.
Yes, I know. So we've got people coming from not only Toronto, but we've got dancers from all over the GTA, all over Ontario, Montreal. So it's kind of become a bit of a Canada-wide event.
Yeah, it's exciting. I thought, like, it was our first year, and I was, like, wondering, are people interested in competing in belly dance, right? Because sometimes, you know, belly dance, do you want to compete, do you not? But we got totally full up. All our categories are full. Maybe we should discuss what this is, first of all, because we're just going right into this.
I know, we are.
So let's discuss what this is, because maybe some of our listeners don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, so in August, we, or you, had the great idea that we needed a belly dance competition here in Canada, because we haven't really, you know, had one.
Yeah, well, we haven't heard of any. Now, I think there might be one in Quebec or something.
Okay.
But
okay.
We don't hear about it. Maybe it's just like a Quebec thing.
Maybe.
Yeah. So we hadn't heard of anything. I always wanted to compete in a belly dance competition, but I didn't really necessarily want to go to LA or Las Vegas to compete. I thought, wouldn't it be awesome to have one here? So why not start one for other dancers? I don't get to compete, but
but, you know, we're behind the scenes, which
is which is very exciting.
Very fun.
Too. So we decided in the summer to do this.
Yeah, and it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And as you said, like, I've been really surprised by the excitement and the enthusiasm of all the dancers here, all the competitors who have been really lovely to work with so far. So
yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so it's next Sunday, February 9th.
Yes.
And we're doing it at the Mod Club, so we're doing it at a really awesome venue. We wanted
to
do this.
The Mod Club.
Yes,
the Mod Club is my favorite.
It's amazing. It was like, when I walked in there, I was like, this is it. We had seen a few venues, and I was like, this is the place.
You sort of had to convince me about
that. Yeah, I know.
I mean, I loved
it. This is it.
I loved it, but I was like, oh, I don't know. And then actually what sold me was I actually went to a dance show there. In November, and it was so beautiful with all the lights and the decor and the chandeliers, and it's magical. So
it is.
You have to come.
Luxurious and beautiful. If you're not competing, you have to come and watch all these competitors. And we still have some tickets right now,
but
they're selling quick. So if you're planning on coming, I would definitely get them online. I'll give the website right now. I'll do a pump up there. www.starbellydancer.com. So why don't you tell our listeners all about the different categories we're having?
Yeah, so we've got four categories. We've got solo belly dance, We've got a folklore category, which is actually really near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah, definitely.
That was a big one we wanted to include. We've got solo fusion, so belly dance and whatever kind of fusion you want. And then we've got a troupe category, which should be really exciting as well. We've got a lot of big troupes coming from all over Ontario.
All over, yeah.
So four categories, and then we've got a star belly dancer. Do you want to tell
us
about that?
Yeah, star belly dancer.
Yes.
So the star belly dancer is basically the winner. So we get the winners from fusion, folklore, and cabaret, and then there's a winner from the top three of that, which is the Star Belly Dancer Canada, the main title there. And she gets a crown and everything, and it should be fun. I can't wait to see who Star Belly Dancer Canada is going to be. I'm so excited, like... Who's going to be the big winner?
I know. It's exciting for this first year.
I know. People should actually write in and tell me who they think is going to win. Check out, like, I have some posters up on Facebook. I don't know. All of you should be following Star Belly Dancer Canada on Facebook, right? So check out there. I have all the competitors listed, like their poster, their picture, their name. Let us know who you think is going to be Star Belly Dancer Canada. It's a big title. Yeah, and we have the other amazing thing about this competition is we have really esteemed judges. So we have judges from some are musicians, some are dancers, choreographers, teachers. Let's discuss our judges.
Yes.
The judges are Dr. George Sawa, Keyboard Sam, who's an Arabic musician in Toronto here, Venus, Rula Saeed, and Nath Keo.
And speaking of Nath Keo,
he's actually doing a pre-Star Belly Dancer Canada workshop here on the day before the competition. So we still have a little bit of room in that. If you want to register for that, that's going to be awesome. I can't wait to take that workshop.
Yes, I know.
It's going to be good. That workshop's going to be awesome. And you know what's going to be really nice? It's going to be very intimate. We've kept it to a very small number of participants. So you're going to get a lot of attention if you're coming to that workshop.
Yes, so register soon. I've taken workshops with Nath Keo before, and he's amazing.
Yeah.
Such a great instructor, really dedicated to his students. So as we said, there are very, very limited spots left. So register soon, and you can also register online on the website.
Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll get a workshop. I'll get a workshop with him, but maybe I'll get an interview with him for Belly Dance Talk Radio while he's here.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Venus and Nath will be here from out of town, and maybe I'll get some nice interviews up with them.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, you got to do more with me here on Belly Dance Talk Radio, eh?
Yeah, I know. This is fun.
Yeah? Are you going to, though? Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll interview them with me.
Oh, I can interview, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you could be the interviewer.
Interview.
This is awesome. We're expanding here.
I know.
We have interviewers.
I feel like I could interview.
I feel like I'd be better at interviewing than this. I wish I could just interview you about this.
Okay, anyways.
Maybe
I could interview you about this.
No,
like,
why don't I ask
you a question? What are you most excited about,
Maya? I'm super excited about... first of all, just seeing this whole show come to fruition, like, I feel like we've been working on it for a long time, and now, like, just to see everyone up there and see the beautiful venue and see who wins, that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
And what are you most excited about?
I'm kind of most excited about the after party
The after party. We haven't talked about that.
I know,
that
and we
yet.
Have to talk about the
Let's
after
discuss
party.
Discuss the after. Our interview just went out the door. Now we have to talk about the after party.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so you talk about it.
Okay. So after the amazing show on Sunday night at the Mod Club, we're going to move out all the chairs and have a big, fun dance party to celebrate all of the hard work of the competitors. We've got amazing music lined up. We've got DJ Revs, who's an amazing top 40 indie, and she's doing some belly dance in there for you music. Mod Club's beautiful. It's got lots of drinks,
yeah.
So
we'll
stay and
bar.
Party
we'll
with
be
us.
Open. We'll be partying, and I think all the competitors, hopefully, they won't be too tired, but I think they'll be ready to
I
just
think they're
let
gonna
off
be,
some
steam. They're
I think
gonna
they're
be,
gonna be ready to party.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Come party with the star belly dancer.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
That's awesome. We gotta, like, have her in her crown party.
Yeah, of
yeah,
course.
This is gonna be good. She'll be up on tables. No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Sorry.
Never.
We're talking about belly dance.
Yeah.
Sorry. She's going to be with her crown, though.
Yes,
just
being beautiful
dancing,
and amazing and
having
wonderful.
Some shots with us.
Yeah, that's what... So come and have some shots with us
yeah,
and celebrate
exactly. yeah.
an amazing night.
Mm-hmm.
So we've also got some really amazing prizes. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I'll try and remember all our prizes here. Cash prizes and professional belly dance costumes. And
there's a lot of promotional opportunities, huh?
Oh, there's which so I think many. And we tried to make that like a big thing of this, right? We want to promote the dancers. So what are those? Yes. Well, you get interviewed on Belly Dance Talk Radio if you win. So that'll be a lot of fun. Maybe they'll be interviewed by you too.
I'm ready.
Okay, awesome. The top winners also get featured in Shimmy and Yella magazine. And
that's kind of a big deal.
That's awesome. Yeah,
yeah,
there's photo shoots.
Yeah.
As prizes, and there's workshops like the Sadie workshop. Belly Up has donated that, and what else? I know I'm missing a lot. There's fitness wear. There's some jewelry. There's
a lot of stuff, trophies and crowns, which are amazing.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I think what we really, when we were kind of trying to figure out what we wanted to do with prizes, it was really important for us that we do promote the dancers because we think that's a really big part of.
Because we thought, what would we want to win?
Yeah.
Right? What would we want to win? We don't just want to win like some prizes, random prizes. We also want to win, like, we want to get famous from this. We want to, like, have exposure, you know? Things like that. And, also, yeah, I guess that's the other thing. We're going to be having workshops with the winners from the categories in the summer, put on by Star Belly Dancer Canada name too, and hopefully a cruise that night too, a belly dance cruise. So get ready for that.
Yeah,
people.
This has been our dream for
this is how it all started, I guess. Like, we wanted to do a belly dance cruise
last summer.
Yeah, we're like, let's have a belly dance cruise. Who does that? Like, let's do it. And then it was a little late last summer. We thought
it was a little July, definitely.
And so then we were like, okay, but we want to put on an event. Let's put on this awesome belly dance competition. And then in the summer, we have our belly dance cruise. So we're going to have two events a year now.
Yeah, so
look out
be
for
fun,
us.
I know.
Okay, so I guess that's it, right?
Yeah, I think
I guess people have to come and see what it's all about for themselves now that they know all these details. So you can still get tickets at starbellydancer.com. And it's going to be an amazing night. Make sure to stay for the after party and party it up with us and all the Star Belly Dancers.
Yeah, so Sunday, February 9th, that's next week.
Good one. Date.
Yeah, show's at 7 p.m. and doors open at 6. It is general admission, so first come, first served. So come get the best seats in the house. We also have really beautiful booths. So come and grab one of those early if you can. We really hope to see everyone come out and support the amazing talent that Canada has to offer here.
Yeah. So see you there, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
سمروان الحاصودة غابوا بالزرع شميل عودي عديارك عودي غابوا بالزرع شميل عودي عديارك عودي
سمروان الحاصودة
والجايب سمل وراي
وراي عودي عدارك عودي سمرا وانا الحاصودي يا الريان